After a number of days of record losses, our cattle market stepped back and take a deep breath. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news updates. That has been the case. Our cattle market stepped back, took a deep breath, and regained some of the losses. John Dick is with Swenson Investments and Commodities based out of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, definitely kind of a correction type mood, you know, here today. It's nice to see some actual trade. You know, like you said, you know, about a buck in the fats, 3 to 4 in the feeders there. You know, that volatility intraday isn't often good for markets. So it's nice to see a smooth, steady trade. Not as many headline risks. You know, fat cattle fundamentals really haven't changed much. You know, we've still got pretty good demand, you know, and decent cash prices, definitely not record, you know, after the futures collapse. It would be nice to see some fun positioning, but we can make probably an assumption just with the change in open interest that some liquidation or a decent amount of liquidation has occurred. Won't know that until the government opens back up.
And within the two cattle markets, feeder cattle markets have been the ones reacting more so to some of the headline news.
Need to do maybe a little more legwork in the fats. They've been hit harder. No new news about the border potentially opening up, just rumors. So, you know, that's, you know, should be at least supportive, you know, to the feeders, but, you know, probably, you know, $33 off the highs in the futures and index about $20 off. So the index has held up, you know, decent, which, you know, supportive at least for the front month feeders. So demand and supply seems to be about the same as it was before the collapse, so just waiting to see what the futures will do to try to price in the potential for change in the future, as it were.
And, of course, jumping back to cash, last week we were primarily in that 228 to 230 mark. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.